Good morning and welcome again to our series of podcasts on mental health and stress. I'm joined again by Dr. Jennifer Bowers. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm very well, thank you, Eric.
Look, there was something that we needed to continue beyond the last podcast around information. Can I pass that on to you to have a discussion about that?
Yes, of course you can. I'd like to let you and your colleagues know that we, the organisation called Rural and Remote Mental Health, is undertaking some research and some consultation around the similarities and the differences between various sectors that work remotely and often in isolated situations. And, of course, your industry is one of those. And we've dedicated some time to trying to understand what the issues are, understanding the research that's been undertaken by Tanya King, because there are very many similarities between her research and the research that we've undertaken over the years. So to that end, we would like to understand the issues that are particular to your industry, but more than that, each industry has a particular culture and potentially a language, and so it's very important to understand what that is, and that's what we're doing at the moment, so that we can tailor the information that means something to people that work out there in your challenging environments. And so that's what we're doing at the moment, and then we will tailor that information, hopefully with some sponsorship and support from around the place, to be actually able to put something together in a way that's meaningful, that people feel engaged, and that they think, well, you know, this means something to me, because we know from our experiences in the other sectors, in mining and in farming, that really that's when people think, well, I relate to this. This means something to me, and I'm going to do something about it because I feel confident about it. And then they will also feel more confident about recognising change and the problems faced by their colleagues or even in their families.
Jennifer, that's brilliant, and thank you for that. Look, you mentioned getting funding. I'll do what I can on this end to get the word out on that, and this will be shared across the country, and I'm hoping my colleagues in the state industry bodies, as well as Jane Lovell, who's the CEO of Seafood Industry Australia, is listening to this. And look, anything we can do to get this type of information out there and or programs funded is a discussion well worth having. Again, look, thank you for your time, and I'll make sure that this gets out to industry. So thanks again, Jennifer, and thanks, everyone.
Can you let me in on how you distribute it or how we can support you in doing that?
Sure. So we, as in my association, we tend to use Facebook a fair bit and some open and closed Facebook groups where we know commercial fishermen tend to congregate. We create blog posts to go with this, and so we try and get it out through as many channels as we can. These podcasts typically go to the National Peak Group, and they go to other industry bodies to share, and I'm aware that there's a network in our industry at the moment that are really looking into this based on Tanya King's work and some other great work that's being done in Tasmania and in Victoria. So the potential for this to go out is great, and what I will do is I'll send you also the links to this podcast so that we can get this out and get people having the conversations.
Well, that'd be fabulous, because we've got five open Facebook pages for all our programs, and then we've also got closed Facebook pages for all our trainers. So what we can do is share it as well.
Excellent. Okay, so I'll talk to you about that offline, and we can see how we can marry a few things up. And the more information and things that we can share online, the better, because we typically are finding that our industry audience is on Facebook and or email networks, so we use as many of those as we can to blast out information. And, you know, if it helps one person get over that hurdle and not sort of head dive into poor mental health or into high levels of stress, we've had a win. Because dealing with this on and off and feeling the pain over a telephone call with someone is not the same as seeing them in person. But we shouldn't be where we're at the moment. Anything we can do to help or at least provide some information to help is a good thing. Yeah. Look, I thank you for your work, and we'll make sure that people know that things are happening.
And do you put anything on LinkedIn yourself?
No, I'm not a big LinkedIn user, but I know that Jane is and others are, but I will get schooled up on LinkedIn into the future and possibly create an association.
Well, I've got nearly 1,000 followers.
Okay, so how do we get this information to them?
I'm just wondering whether I can put up a post and put a link to the podcast on my LinkedIn.
Oh, great. So when I've put it onto our QSA media site, I'll send you the link, and there you can please share it away.
Yeah, okay. All right.
This has been great. This is one of those good mornings when the podcast has gone well and we've got a lot of information out to people. So thank you again.
No, it's nice to talk to you, and I look forward to meeting you sometime, Eric.
You too. Thanks very much. Again, everyone, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.